Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Play Right podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. As with any career, but perhaps even more with writing, it's hard to overstate the importance of building a strong professional network. Whether the people in your network are top industry players, agents, publishers, peers, or customers, the more people you know, the easier it is to get ahead. You can spend months posting on social media and still not realize the same benefit that you would from knowing several well-connected industry insiders. This doesn't mean you have to go out and stalk every famous author and meet every influential agent. But it doesn't hurt to start meeting people that do what you do or do what you would like to be doing. And it also doesn't hurt to aim a little higher up the food chain each time. It's always a nice surprise when someone you know knows someone else who can help you. Not to mention that keeping in touch with your contacts regularly keeps your name fresh in their minds, so when opportunities arise, they'll be more likely to think of you. As you may recall from episode 90, this is reason number 3 out of the top 10 reasons your book will be a huge success. Because you built a powerful professional network as you were writing your book. And by the way, this is in large part the purpose of the 12-month author challenge. To write your book, of course, but to dedicate time each day to building your following and enhancing your network. Anyone can write a book, but not everyone can write a book that sells. That's what the challenge is designed to help you with. So where to start? If you don't have any business cards, definitely order a big supply of those. Some authors prefer to give out bookmarks instead of business cards. Bookmarks can be good because they're directly related to what you, as an author, do for a living, and they are certainly useful to people who love to read, who also happen to be your target demographic. But I think the drawbacks of bookmarks in place of business cards is that they are a less traditional means of distributing your contact info, so they are more easily forgotten or overlooked by those you gave them to. And they don't fit very well in Rolodexes. If that's a word you haven't heard in a while, keep in mind that while lots of people digitize their contacts these days, many still find it handy to physically keep all their business cards together, and bookmarks just make that more difficult. Now, a word about free business cards. Services like Vistaprint offer a batch of business cards for free, which is great, but keep in mind that there are agents and publishing insiders out there who are still pretty old school and consider free business cards a statement that you don't take yourself seriously enough to order quote-unquote real business cards. I think this is silly, and I also think that a free batch of business cards is a great offer, especially for the writer who is just getting started. I think their old school mentality is silly for a few reasons. First, the only difference between free business cards and paid business cards is that Vistaprint puts an ad for their services on the back of each free card. And second, the free business cards are usually just an introductory offer. So once you're done with those, you'll have to pay for the next batch anyway. And third, a business card is a business card and serves one function, to give someone your contact info. But that being said, and stepping down from my soapbox now, you may just want to pay right off the bat for your first box of cards so that you don't ruin your chances with one of these people who scrutinizes the backs of business cards as a way of measuring your worth. And by the way, Zazzle.com is a great company to use for your cards. Zazzle.com. With the right tools and a spirit of adventure, you'll be out there networking in no time. And there's no telling where your new connections will take you, but we're going to assume it's somewhere you want to be. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywright.com/authors, dreamplaywright.com/authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Playwright podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.